I thought it was very thrilling, and I thought that having a conductor who's competing for a post is very interesting. It was wonderful, wonderful concert.
And I think this is the best performance ever for Lake Forest Symphony.
It's been an exhilarating moment, to say the least.
I've been to concerts before, but I have to say this is probably one of the best concerts I've ever been to. It's a really good experience.
Vladimir is a very personable individual. We've enjoyed very much our brief get-togethers with him so far, and he's an excellent communicator to the musicians, where he is able with his hand movements to really interpret the music. So we are very happy as our first guest conductor to have had Vladimir with us. I was very impressed. We met Vladimir at the recent board meeting. He sat down, and I think he captivated all of us right from the very beginning. I was quite impressed with the fact that he had done his homework of our organization, that he had gone and researched, you know, our financials. If I were joining an organization, I'd want to know that the organization was sound and well-managed and, you know, had a future. And he obviously had done a lot of work to do that. I was also impressed with his feelings for the audience, his empathy for the musicians, and his ability to affect change, but do it in a way that the orchestra really felt respect for him and what he was doing.
The Lake Forest Symphony is a small suburban orchestra located north of Chicago on the shores of Lake Michigan. The orchestra is currently engaged in a search for its new music director and is approaching the task with great energy and seriousness. This demonstrates the importance of classical music to this community and to the U.S. in general. Hello, I'm Candace Agree, and over the course of this five-part series entitled The Search, I will guide you through the process of selecting the new Lake Forest Symphony music director. Over 150 applicants were evaluated by a committee composed of musicians, board members, and community leaders, with Henry Fogel, dean of the Chicago College of Performing Arts at Roosevelt University, serving as advisor. The candidates were then narrowed down to five. Each of these young, dynamic conductors was then invited to lead the orchestra in a pair of subscription concerts for the 2013-2014 season. They include Vladimir Kulinovich, Russell Gare, Andres Franco, Stilian Kirov, and Giacomo Bairos. On the podium, they demonstrate their abilities to interpret the music, guide the musicians, and ultimately stir the soul of the audience. Between now and next spring, each episode of The Search will highlight a different aspect of the Lake Forest Symphony and will focus on each of the five candidates, one approximately every 2 months. Today's program will feature Maestro Vladimir Kulinovich, but first, let's begin with committee members Dick Moorhead and Jay Owen with advisor Henry Fogel explaining the search process.
We've been fortunate in having a wonderful select committee made up of three representatives from the musicians that have been selected by the musicians, some 45 voted. We have the assistant concertmaster, we have the principal bassoonist, and we have the principal horn. From the community, we have the executive director of the Lake Forest Chamber of Commerce, and we have a PhD candidate in conducting at Northwestern who is music director of a choir and active in the community. We also have from the board a gentleman who is successful venture capitalist in the Chicago area. And we have the head of the Lake Forest Symphony Guild, a group of women that have been supportive of the symphony in a variety of ways over the years. And it has been a wonderful experience working with this diverse but committed background in sharing our interests and applications for music director.
when we sat down and decided that we were going to look for a new music director, the board, having never had a lot of experience in doing a search for a music director, reached out to a number of people in the industry just to get a better understanding of what would be a proper way to go about looking for a search. At the same time, we hired our current executive director, Susan Lape, and she came with some experience. It was Susie's suggestion that we maybe contact Henry Fogel, and I believe that's the best decision the board made.
The whole committee looked at every single application. They were circulated electronically. And we looked at the resume of each conductor. So I would say, looking at the resumes on paper, they first narrowed it down to a group of about, I'm going to say 40-ish. And those 40, they asked for videos from. They did not look at 150 videos. You can't. And even the 40, what we did was we actually divided the search committee into subgroups where each one had a group of 10 videos to really study. And we made sure that there was a musician on each subgroup. And each subgroup ranked its 10. And then we had the meeting that was going to narrow it down from 40 to 10. From that, we wound up with about 20, I would say. The whole committee then looked at the 20, and then from there they chose 10. And of those 10, we did a Skype interview, and from those, the 5 were chosen. And then, because you always need to choose alternates, I think the other 5 were put in some kind of order of first to fifth alternate.
Now, Executive Director Susan Lape speaks of the Lake Forest Symphony's mission and the qualities necessary in a music director that will forward that mission.
Although we're called the Lake Forest Symphony, and we're very proud of that association and our history there, at the moment, because we're performing in Grays Lake, we're really serving the broad Lake County community, and we're very excited about that and the potential. 40% of our subscribers come from Lake Forest and Lake Bluff, and the other 60% come from really a wide range of communities in Lake County and Cook County. The way we're selecting a music director, we've built it to be a decision of the community. And although none of the conductors were born and raised here, they are committing to serving this community and to identifying ways to better serve the community. And because that's such an important part of their job, we've designed the search committee and the search process to involve the community as much as possible and to serve them. And so that applies to artistic decisions in terms of what music is really appealing and exciting to our audience. And also that has to do with our outreach efforts, because in order to create a community of music lovers, we have to start early and deliver exposure to younger audiences early on, so that when they're older and able to go to the symphony, it'll be a choice that they'll make.
Producer Mary Mazurek sat down with the first candidate, Vladimir Kulinovich, to discuss his experience with the organization and his relationship to the program.
Well, here in Lake Forest, the collaborative process has been complete. What I mean when I say complete is that since the very first introduction to the orchestra that I was given, I had a sense, a little hunch, that this is not just any orchestra. This is a family. This is an organization who is very, very tightly sewn together and in that collaborates so well within each other. So basically the mechanism of collaboration is so natural here that even when you come and conduct this orchestra for the first time, you're accepted as one of their own. It is immediately apparent that these are wonderful people, open to music and open to progress and growth. And I'm the same. So the match has been complete from the very get-go. I have been enjoying it. With the board and the staff, it has been the same. So it's very important, of course, that the entire organization functions on the same level of excellence. And here at Lake Forest, that exists, and it's so stellar that I'm very, very impressed. The staff is wonderful. They're superbly organized while being kind. The board members that I met so far extremely committed people that just support the organization, not just materially, but it's evident that the support actually goes from the heart. And the orchestra is just a dream to work with. I mean, these people are just wonderful musicians. I mean, it's really moving making music with them, because in the collaboration with the orchestra, you can call it give and take, but it's really give and give, in which you give your ideas, and with a great orchestra, they come with interest. They sincerely understand that it's halfway, that you get something from a conductor. And we've been achieving more than 100% from the very first notes that we've been playing. So it's a joy to see this, and a joy to actually have an opportunity as a conductor to work in such an environment, because only an orchestra like this can make one be more and better as a part of a group than you can ever be as an individual.
The concert consisted of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue and the Firebird Suite by Stravinsky, which were selected by the artistic committee. Maestro Kulinovich added Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet overture and Fauré's Pelléas et Mélisande to complete the program. He was asked about his relationship to the pieces, and he explained how it had felt as if he had selected them all himself.
Personally, how it feels is that, of course, all these pieces have been selected by me a very long time ago, in the case of Firebird, since I was about 2.5. And they really are alive. Their purpose and their meaning is alive. And there's certain pieces which actually really get along with each other thematically. In this case, these four pieces are four love stories. They're concentrated about love. When I was given the piece Gershwin and Firebird, of course, there were several directions in which you can take a program. And when you're creating a program, it does have to make sense. You do show your artistic integrity and intention to the audience while you're programming. So it cannot be accidental. And in this case, it's so tightly together, it's beautiful. We start off with Romeo and Juliet. Of course, this is Tchaikovsky's view of Shakespeare's tragedy, and being a quintessential tragic love story, opening the program is just, you can hardly have a more to-the-point love story than this. It's quite amazing. The next piece on the program is Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue. This is a different sort of love story. It's actually more of a social love story. It's a love story about this long love affair of Americans with freedom. It is the first piece that, in the classical music idiom, has successfully married jazz and the African-American musical influences and brought them in and welcomed them, as a matter of fact, welcomed them in to the concert hall, which was always reserved for other musical styles. It has changed American music forever.
During intermission, Mary Mazurek went backstage to visit with the musicians and get their perspective.
My name is David Tuttle. Working with Vladimir is wonderful. Working with this group of musicians is wonderful, and I can't think of a better regional orchestra in this part in the Chicago area that's more of a joy to work with. And this conductor is everything you'd want in a conductor, in my opinion.
Thomas Yang. Something about Vladimir that I've noticed was that he came with an incredible rehearsal plan. I think he has a great concept of how the rehearsal, not too many conductors manage their times really well. And so that's one thing that I've really enjoyed.
My name's Alan Steiner. I've enjoyed him a lot this week. I thought he was very professional. He definitely knows his score. He's very personable. He seems to be enjoying himself here, and you don't get the impression that he's thinking about an audition. He's here to work with the orchestra, and I think the orchestra's responded really, really well. It's been, I think, a very exciting week for all of us.
We hope that you enjoyed this look into the search process for the Lake Forest Symphony Music Director. Next time, we will present Maestro Russell Gurr, leading the orchestra in the second subscription concert, Celestial Harmony, featuring the work Celestial Suite of Lake Forest composer-in-residence Jim Stevenson, along with Mozart Symphony No. 41, The Jupiter, and Holst, The Planets. This concert will take place Saturday, November 2nd, and Sunday, November 3rd. For more information, please visit their website at lakeforestsymphony.org. The Search was produced by Mary Mazurek, with assistance from Eslin Usher. Special thanks to Lake Forest Symphony's Executive Director Susan Lape, Search Consultant Henry Fogel, and Search Committee members Dick Moorhead and Jay Owen. Music excerpts were recorded by Ed Ingold. I'm Candace Agree. Thank you for listening.